You're listening to Orlando Credit Union's On the Money. I'm your host, Kaylee Green, and today we're doing a special segment that I like to call Meet the Community Leaders. So today we're talking to the development manager of the Susan G. Komen Organization, Meredith Chambers. Hi, Meredith.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're here because this is such an important organization to really bring awareness to for people who might not know about it. And it's been fantastic working with you guys through Orlando Credit Union. So, of course, like I mentioned, we want to bring awareness to what Susan G. Komen is. So for anyone who's listening who might not know, explain to us a little bit about the organization.
So Susan G. Komen, we're entering our 41st year of existence, and it all started back with a sister and a promise to end breast cancer. So that is our mission. We are here to end breast cancer, and we are unique in that we really take a 360-degree approach to breast cancer. So most people know us for our research, which we are second only to the government for the funds that we've provided for research for breast cancer. But we also do a lot more. So we do advocacy. We just had our Florida State Advocacy Day 2 weeks ago, in which we're trying to make sure benefits are covered for people for testing for breast cancer, as well as during their breast cancer journey. And then we provide care in certain areas. We have a patient care center that people don't necessarily know about that we want to make sure you know so you can take advantage of because it's free. And then we provide community. So I know we're going to talk about that later, but through our walks and races across the country, we provide community for people to meet others who have a shared journey and really provide that comfort.
And all three of those pillars are so important, and it really takes people on that journey from start to finish and gives you people who can come alongside you the entire way. So especially when you're dealing with something like breast cancer, you really want that community who can lift you up and help you get through that time. So it's such an important thing what you guys are doing. But tell us a little bit about what you do specifically for Susan G. Komen.
So I specifically work in the field in Florida, and I am a fundraiser and an event planner. So I am in charge of our local Orlando walk, and we are expanding to have 4 walks this year across the state, and 2 of them fall under me. So Orlando and our new walk in Tampa. So that is what I do on a daily basis, is making sure we have the funds to help everyone that we possibly can.
And I'm sure you meet so many incredible survivors and people maybe going through it. So, I mean, what you're doing is fantastic.
Thank you.
So we want to get to know you a little bit better. Of course, currently you work with Susan G. Komen, but give us a little bit about your background as a community leader in Central Florida.
So I've been in Central Florida coming up on 10 years now. I've worked for a few different nonprofits. Really, that's my just personal mission, is to help others. So you will find me at a few others around the city, but now I'm calling Susan G. Komen home, and it really is my personal cause. So I love that I'm able to do the work that I do every day.
That is incredible to hear. So like you said, Susan G. Komen is now your home. What makes you so passionate about working for this organization?
So I personally lost my mom to breast cancer. We just celebrated the 5-year anniversary of her passing. So she had metastatic breast cancer, which is when it comes back in a different part of the body, but it's still considered breast cancer. So she had a long battle, both with her original diagnosis and with her metastatic diagnosis. So that is personal. I've had my paternal grandmother also pass from breast cancer. So I know every day the work that I do, I'm doing it in their memory, and that you just can't beat that feeling that you know you're there for a greater cause.
Yeah. And it's really, I'm sure, fulfilling to feel that you are talking to somebody else's mother who's really going through that same struggle, and you're saying, hey, you know, I know how your daughter feels, and you're able to come alongside them and really be that pillar that they need during that time.
Exactly. So I can't luckily empathize with those who are currently battling it, but I know what my mom went through, and I know I want to make sure no other family experiences what we've experienced. So definitely there for all the family members, and know that it's so much more than just the diagnosis that they have to deal with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Because it's such a challenge for the person going through it. And that family is also dealing with that, you know, same emotion, that weight of emotion. Mm-hmm. So how does Susan G. Komen impact the Central Florida area?
So what is different about us is our patient care center, and it is a hotline that people can call. We have translators. We have bilingual if you speak Spanish. But if you speak another language, we have, I think, up to 200 different languages that the translator can provide.
That's great.
So we don't want language to be a barrier. We don't want anything to be a barrier. So if you're not comfortable talking about what your questions are, you can also email. And then we have a financial assistance program also. So just in the state of Florida last year, we were able to give back almost $500,000, a little more than half. No, that was wrong. $500,000.
That's incredible. You didn't even realize. You're like, wow, that can't be that incredible. But it is.
We couldn't have given that much, but we did. We gave $580,000 last year.
That's awesome.
And Florida was the second highest that we contributed to as Komen as a national organization. So people in Central Florida benefited from that. And it's just from calling our helpline and getting the help that they need. We don't want anything to be a barrier to getting the care that you need.
And that's so important right now because, you know, a lot of people are like, well, I just, you know, I can't do it right now. I can't go. And, you know, there's so many factors that cause people to push off those appointments, but they're so important to make sure that you're staying on top of your health and wellness. So
yes. And with COVID, a lot of people pushed back those appointments.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the impact still a few years later.
Yeah, that's crazy. So it's so important what you guys are doing and bringing awareness and being those advocates for that. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you guys have done so much already. I mean, $500,000. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. So how are you hoping to see the Susan G. Komen organization grow in the future?
Definitely helping more people and finding more treatments and really just eradicating breast cancer. I'd love to be without a job one day. I think that's the goal, right? That we don't have to worry about this. Komen has contributed to all 19 of the current therapies that are for breast cancer patients. So we want to keep trying to fund clinical trials, making sure we get the right treatments because everybody's different. So one treatment might not work for the next person. And really helping more people. Like I said, COVID pushed off so many appointments that people are still dealing with a delayed treatment seeking. And we know that our patient care center right now is getting more requests than ever. And even by the end of our financial year, which is the end of March, we need another $3 million to be able to serve the people that want services from us. So we're going to keep fighting every day and help as many people as we can.
Absolutely. So one of those ways that you are fighting and making an impact in the community is through those walks. So Orlando Credit Union is going to be a part of the upcoming Central Florida More Than Pink Walk. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is going to be our third year back in person, and it's March 2nd at Cranesers Park in Altamont. Mm-hmm. Orlando Credit Union will be there. We're so excited. We are going to have a 1 mile walk, and if you want to do more, you can do more. If you're not able to walk, you can still come and enjoy the event and sit while we walk. But it's really just a great morning for the community to come out and celebrate those, walk in memory of those who are unable to still be here with us. And we have a special area for survivors. We really want to highlight their journey and celebrate them. So March 2nd, it's 7:30 in the morning, so a little early, but
worth it.
But worth it. Wear your pink, come out all decked out. We will see you there.
So explain to listeners where they can register and find out more information.
Definitely. So our website is komen.org/Orlando Walk. And it has all the information there about how to register. It is a free event. Fundraising is encouraged because obviously we are trying to fund the mission through this event. But we will see you out there no matter what. And Yes, March 2nd at 7:30.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Meredith. It was a pleasure chatting with you today.
Definitely. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. And to learn more about how Orlando Credit Union is partnering with organizations like this one, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn at Orlando CU4U, or you can visit us on our website at OrlandoCreditUnion.org. Until next time, we're investing in you. Orlando Credit Union is providing this podcast as a public service. The information provided is neither a legal interpretation nor a statement of Orlando Credit Union policy. Reference to any specific product does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by the credit union. Views and opinions expressed by Orlando Credit Union employees are those of the employees and do not necessarily reflect the views of the credit union or any of its officers. Orlando Credit Union is not providing any financial, economic, legal, accounting, or tax advice or recommendations in this podcast.